what really happened in Egypt. And I'm not asking, like, now that today, like, you know, the Pope died, and it's the Santa Maria Day, and Egypt, something happened. But long time ago, how those pyramids were built? It was like a world of love or a world of slavery?
Well, I don't know. The word slavery is the word Slav, and Slav is the race of Slavic race. So are we saying that the Slavic race had magic to lift those pyramids? Supersonic magicians? Are we saying that all of those Africans there that were lifting? Remember, it's a metaphorical language, so we can't say that we created supersonic sound and blah, blah. Nobody would ever understand that, because they didn't have a formula or an equation or a mathematical way of explaining it like we do now.
I think it's the harm when you have sex, so, when you make love.
So there
were... Pure divine.
It's the ah.
Yeah.
That's supersonic. Alleluia. So it's alleluia. It's the ah, and that's Allah.
So if we have like this supersonic creation of, you know, couples... I mean, we can create like rocket ships if we put in our mind and we send it with that super vibration. Sonic.
So we all have our own solar system and our own celestial choir inside. And it has, just like if you were to look at a real choir, you have, you know, different scales, right? Someone sings baritone, someone sings, you know.
Yeah,
in different tunes.
In a
right?
chord is 1, 3, 5. Yeah. You will sing one. I will sing mm-hmm. the third. You know.
And yeah. you're singing those because your frequency is tuned to create that. And so, if
it's your natural, it's close to your natural frequency, which is the less effort you need to do to just sing as you are right now.
Well, it's in resonance with your frequency. It's created a resonance. So, we know that if you multiply, let's say, someone singing, and then you put in 2, 3 other people, they're all singing, the song gets louder and the energy increases, you know, volume. So yeah,
and when they are all like all harmonizing, it's like a angel choir, as you said.
Yeah, and we know that singers like singers who sing opera can actually shatter glass if they reach a certain frequency in their voice.
Yes.
So if we can permeate matter and break it into pieces, then we can elevate matter too.
Then we can create matter.
We can create it and elevate it so we can move it. Because if we created it, then we're already in resonance with the density, which means that if I created a rock, I'm already of that frequency of that rock. Otherwise, I would not see that rock. So that rock in this three-dimensional aspect has a weight. But in another dimension, it is light as a feather. So if I understand that I am that rock and that I'm bigger than that rock, then I can move that rock because I've already created that frequency. Therefore, I must have it. So if I resonate at the frequency of a rock and pick up the sound of the rock, because everything has a sound and vibration, it's just whether we hear it or not, if our ears are attuned to it or not. But if I'm attuned to the frequency of a rock, just like I'm attuned to the frequency of love, or I'm attuned to the frequency of stress, or I'm attuned to the frequency of joy, if I have felt that frequency, embodied it, and created it within myself, then therefore that object that's in front of me must be me. So therefore, if I am in that frequency and I resonate with the sound of the rock and I can mimic that sound of a rock, then I can become that rock. Just like a shaman becomes a tiger or an elephant or jaguar.
Yeah, you will connect so much to the rock that you will feel you are the rock. And then?
When you feel you are the rock,
you can go inside the body of the rock
mm-hmm.
and then instruct it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when the soul lands in the body,
mm-hmm.
it creates like a little memory that starts to run based on whatever the soul brings and what the rock has. So it creates like a, so there is no mind.
No.
If mind, if we have the body, there is no mind. Mm-hmm. If we have a soul by itself, there is no mind. But if we combine them, mm-hmm. then the result is harmony, but a little computer pops up that is the computer, that is the matrix, that is the mind. You see, exactly. Mind is like, it minds, it takes from here, here, it binds.
Exactly.
So it binds the soul with the body.
It's alchemy. It's matter and spirit contained.
So the mind interprets. And because this is a body where sometimes we feel this and we feel that, because that's what the body's meant to do. It's like a little radar of emotions. And depending on your patterns and, you know, what you can capture, right? It's like a solar panel. Depending on the constitution of solar panel, you're going to get more sun or not charge in your power bank. So if we all vibrate at high vibration and we put our thoughts into, yeah, moving objects, cleaning the water, yeah, like moving the sand. Because in moving the sand is, right, it's not that you're moving a pyramid, it's moving sand. I mean, that is a little particle. And I see these Egyptians all in these beautiful temples just playing with the sand, just making figures. Because they were so connected. And we see them in the pictures, you know, with all these big hats pointing to heavens. But not as the Catholics do, like with beautiful dresses and painted and sexy. And so I think it was a different kind of magic, love magic.
Well, they could tell because they watched grains of sand being moved by sound in the Sahara, in all of the dunes. Because in the dunes, it creates sound. And they could see that particles of sand were flying and forming geometrical shapes on the ground based on the sound coming from the dunes. And they realized that they could move matter based on sound. So they started to play with the frequency of sound because they were attuned to it. They were attuned to the nature of mother in that area, which was the womb, which was the sound of the mother. Is that it's almost like the dream is still going, ooh, it's still weaving. It's like an echo. Yeah. We think it stops because our vibration of our ears at a certain point cuts it off, but the echo never stops. It just keeps bouncing, bouncing, bouncing.
You can
bouncing.
Hear the sound of times if you go deep, deep.
Yeah.
Like always, yeah.
And that's how they carried sound too. They knew if they drummed and chanted that echo sound was the vibration, was plasma. It could be moved from one continent all the way to Australia. And they would hear the sounds. They would hear. That's why monkeys, they say that, you know, butterfly effect. If it's happening here, it's happening there. Well, it's happening there because the resonance of the sound of the frequency will permeate down in that area and you will get what is contained in that breath.
So it will be amazing if like we're playing here a song and then, you know, a lot of people, and then that resonates so much that somebody knows how that takes it and start playing even the same songs that we're playing at the same time.
Yeah, it's cymatics.
But in their time.
It's cymatics. It creates portholes, vortexes. It creates humanity in so many ways because it's the frequency of mother. That's the Schumann resonance. That's why you can always hear her humming. Because if you really go back, if you had grandparents and maybe a little bit more cultural in the sense that they were more connected to the earth, then you will hear grandmothers always humming and mothers all day long as they're doing things, as to remind the child of the frequency of the mother is joy.
So we can think even that Pachamama then hums two times, right, per mm-hmm. day. And then at night, it's going to create night. So that's why she hums, just like birds night. And then in the morning, she also does the same. It's this birthing of the day, of a new day.
Well, she lowers her frequency from the hum to a, it's just a breath. And then as she wakens, the frequency elevates itself, so the hum gets stronger. That's the same as a child. Or even when you wake up, everything is like, everything is there. But then you need time to hear all the isolated sounds, and then your body knows, oh, I'm back here in this frequency, this dense frequency of matter. So if the soul is inside of us and we're moving, doesn't it tell you that we can move sand? How am I moving my body? If my body is not movable until something inside of me moves it and says, hey, take a foot forward and move. How is that any different from me moving that rock?
Because you are still not that body.
But I am, because I've already mastered the art of movement. I move around everywhere. I walk here, I run, I can, and at different frequencies, driving a car, riding a bike, walking, jogging, crawling. I've done them all. You have too. So if I'm able to move myself and I can see myself, I can, you know, with my magic of my mind, say, no, I want this, and then the person miraculously brings it for me. How is that different to me moving a rock? It's not. It's just that we see that rock stationary all the time, so we assume it's immovable, or a mountain. But how do you make that mountain come to you if you don't want to go to the mountain? Or how do you get a camel to drink water when you brought him to the hole and he says no?
I would say moving sand is easier than moving a big rock.
It's will. Well, that's your imagination, that's you assuming. But if I give you a bucket of sand, right, and you don't understand that that rock is tiny little particles of granules, just like sand, isolated. So if you focus on the most minute particle, which is the one tiny little particle that you can blow with your lips, then you will move the rock, because then you're instructing that rock to tell all the other little particles that contain that big rock of mass to do the same thing. So it's unity, you see. If they all come together as one, you will move the rock. But one isolated particle on its own is going to say, hey, we are all together, remember. I am the particle of you and everybody that's in here. But I'm the particle of you. That means we are of each other. We are of it, and it is of us. Then you can move the rock.
So I was thinking like the how. I was thinking my mind will say, okay, in order to move that rock, is like you need like force, like 10 newtons or something to move it, right? So because it needs to move because a force is applied to it. Like Newton's law
thing. Now I got it. It's a mathematical formula.
And then if I think then that, you know, that amount of power or force, then I will be able to move the rock. But that's an old paradigm, because it should be just an object. It should be a just, no. Yeah, move there, move left, without no mass constraint of any type.
Well, say you're doing healing on your body. So if you do a healing of your body, you wouldn't do the healing on, let's say, the area that is needs of help. Let's say an ankle. So we wouldn't say ankle heal. What we would say is everything that is connected to the ankle that needs the ankle to work efficiently. Everybody, sergeant here, needs to work together.
And it's in perfect condition.
Uh-huh. And then everything will alert the cells that are connected to each other, and then they will have an agreeance, and then they'll say yes. But if you instruct the ankle is the ego. It's not going to do much, because the ankle is going to say, hey, don't worry about it. It's all fine. It's all fine. Just keep moving. And it'll cut you off from all of your vital forces, your computer network that allows you for rational reasoning. And it puts you into hyperdimension, which is fight or flight. So then your cells go into this fight or flight, right? Who's the boss? The ankle or everything that's connected to you? So how many people did it take to build those pyramids. It's a mathematical equation. So you would have to measure the pyramid and know the dimensions of the pyramid, plus how many people it took to lift it. And we're talking cymatics here. So maybe it took 12 tribes, and their 12 tribes, 144,000 of them, to get together and actually all make a symphony, a harmonic resonance of everyone creating a different sound that makes the celestial choir, the celestial heavens. And through cymatics, they were all able to lift those pyramids because they worked out the equation of time based on the sound and based on the time of the sun and the sound of the winds of the sands of Sahara. So those winds, they create like what you would call a hovercraft would move on. That's why they have the story of Aladdin there, because they believe that they could actually levitate and fly. It's the same principle as being on ice, like in Siberia, where you put your sleigh on the ice and you can glide at probably 200 kilometers an hour. And with the sands of time, if you probably were able to catch that wave, you were able to hover.
So do you remember that there is this like video that specifies some vibration and create patterns? This is called the Chladin plate experiment, that demonstrates how sound vibrations, like very specific frequencies, can create geometric patterns in a sand scatter in a vibrating metal plate. Mm-hmm. Not only moves it, but creates an image. Mm-hmm. So if this is done, it's an experiment like this in 2D, of course it can be done in 3D by providing the proper vibration, frequency vibration.
That's cymatics. And we can do it with water too. People have done it with water where crystals form. And people grow their own crystals based on alchemy, just having the right formula together to create a crystal. So we don't have to go dig up the ground. We don't have to, I mean, this
so
is
the,
why...
the intensity of the sound affects the amplitude of the vibration. So the more people, the more things you can
sure.
move.
So
that's, that was the thing. So yeah, that's answered my question of yeah, you need... on the calculation how many newtons to move that rock, and you're also saying about a calculation yeah needs this amount of people mm-hmm. to be able to cause that frequency.
But the sound, it's the sound. And so every archetype out of the 12 has a frequency and sound, and then coming together they create certain things, like Geminis would be able to lift things and move things because they're mutable, right? So they can become the rock. Whereas a fixed sign will say, no, 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 I'm not the rock, and it's not me. You can't move me from that. So how do we move a fixed sign, you see? Well, the fixed sign would hold the foundation, right? Because they're able to hold the frequency for a long time. So they would be the sound that would be continual, like the heartbeat or the drum beat. Ooh. And then you would get the mutables in there that would create... And then you would create the cardinals that would create the weaving. And so all of those sounds together would lift that resonance, because we would all be able to pick and vibrate at the rock, because the rock has the same frequencies we do, cardinal, fixed, right? Sitting there, laying there. It's cardinal. It can be next to a whole family or by itself. And it can be mutable, because it can be big, small, medium, large, you name it.
Yeah.
And so if you look at the magic, you can see that Egypt was where the deserts were, because they were able to move objects, and they could tell you that because they wrote stories about Aladdin. In Siberia and Russia and all of the Ukraine up there, you can tell that so what were the medicines there? What was the medicine that was able to move, you know, and create cymatics for them? In the Siberias, it was working with the black and white magic, because they were into mushrooms and they could fly. They had discovered that you could fly through the mushrooms, and they made the story of Santa Claus and him flying with the reindeers. But the mushrooms, what they do is they give you what they call, what is it when you use your navigator and you got to go left and right? What's that detection service?
GPS?
Yeah, what is the GPS? It's...
Geo positional system, but it's geopositional system. Geo satellite position system, something like that.
So there you go. So it means that you're on that satellite field and that you can travel at that speed, the speed of light.
It can tell that the device that we have the technology that travels so fast, connects to the satellites, everything to get you the correct position, which is incredible.
Uh-huh.
Is yes, speed of light, because yeah, it's very fast.
Yeah, so the speed of light is the mind, right? Y's and phi's in seconds, milliseconds, whatever even. Thought.
I think the thoughts can be, well, I think that is interesting to say. Thoughts come at a speed of light, yeah.
Well, that's why.
That's
when
why
you,
they are light thoughts.
Yeah, well, that's why when you get an idea, a light bulb idea, the light switches on, ding, right? Mm-hmm.
So, I think that this deserves like a very cool post, because you know there's this guy here like in a video, playing a little piano, and then the sands are moving. I mean, let's have really like temples. And see what happens. We can create shapes in the Sahara.
Well, we know that.
And create pyramids today, tomorrow. Yeah, because it will be the same thing. If the intensity is raised by the amplitude, and we'll find the proper, and we all tune, this can be an incredible experiment of peace.
That's
which we said, we are learning how to be connected with Mother Earth in a very magic way by having love, and that's our peace formula.
Well,
that is because you want the peace formula too. Yeah. I like things like this, right? People, instead of watching news and stuff, I mean, let's connect and see if we can expand our minds and we can like move objects really and create patterns, starting with sand, while we have fun and we share love. Anyway, things like that.
And that is creation, love itself.
Because we said about the pyramids, right? And the Egyptians.
So the coming of a new earth is to be built, and the temples to be built within, and then all of... So if we just look at ourselves as the temple needs to be built, that we are a part of the temple, and we are number one, right? Our body resembles number one, but it's a five. So we are a builder of six already, because we have three, the trinity of our mother and the trinity of our father. So in order for us to make something, you like a building, you need to have scaffolding and you need to have all of the framework. And that takes every single one of us, one of me, one of you, to make a box or an L shape. And then from there, we start to build the infrastructure and the skeletal structure of a new body, a new earth, a new world, based on not five elements, but all of the elements. We understand all of them when we understand ourselves. But that's what the building of the new earth is. People have to understand that the new earth is a new paradigm. And we know that there are many worlds, because you just got to go on the internet and pop into 1,000 billions of worlds there. Someone's porthole, and now you're in there and you're visiting, and then you jump out and you go to the next one on another country and another country. Time travelers, man. We are, and we don't even know it. And nature gives us the answers, or we make it, and then we mimic it back, just like a cell phone. But mushrooms, if you connect two mushrooms together, they'll create sound. You can hear them talking to one another. That's a mycelium web underneath. Just because the mushroom has popped out of the ground and it's even been plucked off, it doesn't mean it doesn't have the resonance. It's something that keeps the resonance forever. You can preserve it. So what do you think that they were preserving in those tombs? Mushrooms. If you can stop a mushroom from decaying, but it doesn't, it decays and it goes back into another mushroom. Well, actually family.
That they found in the pyramids the proper vibration based on the height to be able to, for example, maintain food for a long time, or mushrooms.
Well, in Alice in Wonderland, it was told
clean the waters, everything,
that you can expand your consciousness and be a giant, or you can bring it all the way back down and become this tiny little human being. So I was telling you how much it elevates in consciousness. So the Anunnaki, again, is all metaphorical. They were giants, which means that they, mushrooms, that they were always in the highest accord. Otherwise, how would you give the description? And we in mushrooms have seen that many times, the transformation on the spot, where all of a sudden I become this big giant in front of you. When you become the big giant and you feel that you've elevated in consciousness, that you've actually grown, and your hands, everything look humongous. And then you can shrink down to be this tiny little baby as consciousness. So everything is metaphorical. Remember, the greats left stories for us to uncode so that we can understand the true magic. And only those who are game to discover are the ones who receive. That's why the void is so vast, because will we ever discover infinity?
Hopefully.
Well, most people don't want to feel in this world. And Buddha left us with the message that we're not our bodies. So what are we meant to do now?
Enjoy our bodies.
And if Christ said, hey, I'm out of here, I resurrect. Sorry, guys, abort. Aborting mission.
So we say we're here.
Exactly. We've got to realize our consciousness is here.
And our body is a beautiful temple.
Our body is that rock.
Connect to it, to feel it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Buddha, but this is other times. We want to move objects. Man.
It's called evolution. Mm-hmm. Talking about the stages that you've got to go through in the awakening. You can't get to Christ consciousness unless you sat there and contemplated as Buddha did and observed the world and laughed at everybody because he thought the world was a stage. Hilarious. To be able to do that, to separate yourself from the body, to know that you are not your body, that you are the spirit watching these dynamics in front of you. Then can you enter your body again at free will? And that was the story of Christ. He resurrected, and then what happened? Well, he died, and then he resurrected.
He appeared several times.
Appeared and wherever then, he wanted.
And I don't know when was the last time he was seen. That's interesting.
That's what I'm saying. So he appeared, and they said that there was a second coming of Christ, which means, what does that mean? It means that he can come back and do whatever he likes 300, 400, 500 million times any dynamics world. So he was able to master the art of traveling inside and out of bodies. And that's not just, you know, human bodies. Remember, he was the tiger, the lion, and he was, you know, all of them. And it was Dorothy. That's the story of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, that whole karmic wheel. And what we came here for is to go back to the Crystal City.
The last recorded time Jesus was seen was after his resurrection, when he appeared to the apostle Paul, also known as Saul of Tarsus. This event occurred while Paul was traveling to Damascus on a mission to persecute Christians.
To persecute them?
The Saul of Tarsus sounds like Tauro.
Yeah, Tarsus sounds like Tataria.
Oh, he appeared 10 times after the body resurrected.
He did?
10 times, yeah.
Nice.
He did
10 times. Nice. Completion. So he's got two more rounds. That's why they said the coming of Christ. 11. So do we know those dates? Can we have a look at the formula, the pattern of his resurrection popping in and out?
Jesus said to her.
Who?
Mary.
Oh, when?
She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher.
Jesus Rabbi.
Said to her, Rabboni, do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. John 20:16-17.
So that's saying, I'm ascending to my Father and then it's your God. So the Father is the God, which if it's ascending after the ascension of the Father has to be the Mother, right? Because Father, Mother, male, female. So therefore you go through the Father to ascend into the Mother. It's one breath, you see. It's holy matrimony. So does it give you the dates? Or just tells you 10 times?
I'm looking like exactly when, yeah.
Yeah. What are the dates? And who recorded them?
Yeah, it was Paul and the disciples.
Oh.
Because he appeared to the disciples and to Mary.
And what did he say?
I'm looking.
What was the message?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'm just looking. Not pressuring you. I'm just saying that to the universe. So we can respond through you.
So this is what happened in the resurrection. Meanwhile, the other woman, finding the stone rolled away, entered the tomb and saw an angel sitting on the right.
The stone?
Suddenly, they realized there were two angels, as Luke recorded. Matthew and Mark just mentioned one of them, perhaps focusing one on the one who was speaking anyway. The angel tells the woman to go to tell the disciples and Peter, alluding to the estrangement of Peter after his denial that Jesus was rising and would see them in Galilee. Galilee. Can you imagine that? Hey, my angel. Come on, tell everybody that we have a meeting in Galilee. Go.
That sounds like teletransportation from one TV unit to another.
So, okay, that's it. Why do we end up here?
We're talking about the rock and levitation. So we're seeing here that Jesus had the art of teleporting. And that's what we're saying, that we can move from one object. Yeah, from one object to another, we can teleport.
You've revived his whole body.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
healed his whole body.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you imagine a new state of your body, pew, and now you're alive again with your new body.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened yesterday, like what thorns were. Remember? No.
That's,
yeah, that's very similar, yeah, for sure. That can be the same power.
Mm-hmm.
The same software can be used for those two things.
For the goodness, exactly.
Yeah, for moving a piece of sand, for restructuring your body, skin, bones, everything. And we're moving a rock.
Uh-huh. I mean, why did they put all those stories in? Now there's all these new stories of superheroes with a, you know, superhero abilities, like teleporting yourself, you know, flying through the sky at night.
That's what we saw.
Astro traveling. And we say that the healers, like Jesus, he could touch someone and heal, so he had the healing touch.
So we store now only superpowers.
Exactly.
Heroes' messages in our storage system. That's what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that what we did before?
The storage system is always alive and happy.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the Matrixes. I mean, all their stories were about war. Yeah, you guys can take those.
Yeah.
They don't belong to my ancestors, because my ancestors didn't do that. They ran from it. They ran for cover somewhere else, in safe arms of Pachamama. Just like a child does when he's scared. Yeah. And he knows it's not the place to be. He runs to his mother for safety, security, and comfort. And the other child goes there and gets, you know, does his work, whatever he's meant to do in that field. I didn't even want to put stories in there, you know, anymore, even in my mind. Just, I'll leave that story thread for somebody else. Right. So, yeah, we do. We have yet to uncover and remember. You see, we're remembering our ancestors. We're remembering the Anunnaki, remembering, you know, and that's what they were called, just the same as like America, like 1,000, you know, let's say 10,000 years ago. Well, there wasn't even a continent called America. So, you know, well, what's to say that that was the continent of the Anunnaki back then? That was what they called Americas. And over time, evolution changed our language and we became la la America or whatever, Colombia, Russia, Australia, China, Zealand, or Esperanza.
The land of hope.
Yeah, so. Well, that's why the earths were built, was because of the mother's hope. That's why you have the Trinity, faith, hope, and love. Because love was the mother and she created her Trinity. She created hope. And hope was to have a new land, you see, so that the child could roam on. Included with faith, which was the father. And so that's the continuation of the void of the mother's dream. Faith, hope, and love. That's why we called Esperanza faith, because it is the Trinity and it is the faith for the whole entire world. I'm going to continue the mother's dream. I'm going to go back to Egypt, remember our ancestors and the gifts that they are waiting to give to us. It's been a long time since Egypt, you know. And they're so happy that we're finally at the end of this miracle we're about to be bestowed upon, which is 26,000 years of peace, because in all of those tombs are the secrets. It's Pandora's box is about to be opened and aired for the whole entire world to witness and enjoy. Peace on earth, love. And every single person intuitively knows what that is. They might not know how to get there, but they know exactly what that is. So to wrap up the story.
To wrap up this story, so
as a gift, I prefer
to think that the Egyptians moved objects because they were having beautiful sex, beautiful love, and singing in an incredible way that they were able to move the sands and create shapes, as the experiment that we said. And also, I believe if there is like a formula for peace, say, people, let's get more together. I mean, how many times during the day are you with your couple? Are you having beautiful sex? just do more of that, and I think peace will change. We will have more peace because people will be busy doing something they like, but also giving love and not watching stuff that is programming our mind in the negative way. So turning off those TVs and making love. I think that is how we'll wrap up.
Yeah, well, our world is always programmed. It's for our liking, it's for our choice. So, well, at the end of the day, is that we have lost communion. Just like that little sand that lost its way and sitting on a rock by itself, 10 million miles away from the beach. And now it doesn't know it's a piece of sand. It sits with the rock and it believes that now it is the rock. And then it starts to form with that rock, and now that rock is a sandy rock. And it will change the cortex of that rock. Instead of being a hard rock, maybe it will become a sandy rock and then just fall apart and be another sand. Oh, those butterflies just connected in love and sparked. You hear?
So we walk as an Egyptian, we dance as an Egyptian, we feel as an Egyptian, we create as an Egyptian. What do you say? Goodbye, an Egyptian.
Yeah, there's a song, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, that's how I was saying that. Walk like an Egyptian. Dance like an Egyptian. Yeah, no, they didn't say that. They just started. I remember you put the hands like this.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Oh man, this that is like a secret position.
That looks like an S.
You know, it looks like a yoga, but it's like Kundalini yoga type of movement.
Yeah, it's like an S.
Yeah, I think it's a. It's
making
a,
the serpent. You're walking like a snake.
Kundalini Egyptian yoga.
Egyptian's yoga.
Other kind of yoga.
I mean, look, there's Hindu yoga and all sorts of yoga.
They dance, that's
why
what they
do the
did.
Egyptian yoga? Yeah, why not?
I think they did more dancing.
Right, that's all they did, yeah.
Yeah. Moving the body.
Uh-huh. It's telling you that the star people rejoice for Pachamama.
And use rejoice the magic, with Pachamama.
Yeah, and use the magic to create beautiful temples where they could rejoice.
Yeah. Super manifesting. Fast. Yeah. Speed light manifestation.
I mean, just amazing that the mind could be used in that state, you know, to be able to have all those little sands come together to make a brick and then to move those bricks and to stack them.
Yeah.
But if a child can do that with a bunch of Legos, then what is the difference?
Or with Minecraft.
Yeah. With Minecraft, you can lift with your little finger and your little keyboard mouse, you know, that says this block weighs 10 billion tons. No problem, the child says. Pick it up, get a crane, move it. But you don't even need a crane or anything anymore. The child just says, I get my little mouse here, and I'll move the arrow this way and pop it there.
So imagine if we're able to move like a little grain of sand, right? And the same way, then we can look at the phone and we have a very sensitive skin that is like moving as a sand. So I will concentrate on zeros, a tune, go, tan, 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 tan. And I can just by telepathy move the phone. No, do the clicking. If we're able to master the sand.
For sure, for sure. That's why you don't even need the phone. You can draw one in the air and visualize it. I've got my cell phone and I know it's mine because I can see my pictures in there, I see my front screen, and it knows the way I respond already because it's felt my fingers 10 billion times. And I'll just dial in there and say, hey, I hear the ring, and then I hear and wait until someone picks up, and then when they pick up I say, hi, it's me, do you remember?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that phone is there and your friend is calling you. And you're like, fantastic, thank you. And you pick up the phone. And now your magic has been proven. Your friend is on the phone with you and you said, yeah, man, I was just thinking about just dialing in. She's like, I heard the call, that's why I called you. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love magic. Anything else?
Well, there's the alarm. I'm going to tell you, hey, everybody, listen.
Wake up.
It's morning time. Every time it's morning time.
Go enter your matrix. Gifts.
Yeah, your gifts of revival.
Purchase you?
.com. Check us out. As usual.
Ciao.